You might have noticed the Defense Department is fascinated with Silicon Valley the way old-time alchemists were fascinated by the ether. Just this week, the DoD CIO is heading west, accompanied by people from some major U.S. allies. Their itinerary includes some of the top IT companies, and Federal News Radio Scott Mossione is here to tell us what the CIO is up to. You didn't get to go on the trip with them, did you, Scott?
No, they didn't give me the boarding pass, unfortunately.
All right, so Terry Halverson is the CIO of DoD. What's he heading out there for?
So he's going to be going out to talk to some of the bigger companies. You know, you hear a lot of stuff about DoD going out and saying, we want to meet all these new innovative companies, new tech companies. He's meeting with Oracle, with Microsoft, with all these bigger kind of guys. And what he was looking for is, you know, how are you dealing with the problems that we have now? How are you dealing with stuff that we're working on together? And what's coming out next? You know, what's coming up next for cloud? What's coming up next for ID management? Things like that.
Now, you mentioned Oracle and Microsoft, of course, both of which have huge and longstanding federal sales and marketing presences right here in the Washington area.
That's right.
You can see Oracle's name on a couple of building skylines heading out to Dulles Airport. And, of course, Microsoft is dominating Friendship Heights. Well, so the question is, what will they learn by going there that they can't get from a vendor day here?
Yeah. So I met with Terry Halverson to talk about this, and he said that it kind of has to do with cutting out the middleman. There's a middleman when you're here in D.C. when they're talking about something that they're working on that's super fresh. And when they're in this room together, they have everything straight from the horse's mouth when they want to figure out and hear about some kind of new technology or whatever. And, you know, he really pointed out to me that this is something that is more of a dance that is not choreographed. They are really talking the nitty-gritty here. It's not PowerPoints and sales pitches. And that's really what he wanted to say. You know, this is something that he's getting a lot of information out of, because they have, you know, their chiefs of staff and everything right in the room with them, so they can get all the details they want.
And who is he going with?
So he's going with some key allies, which is pretty interesting. And those allies are Canada, Australia, Germany, Japan, New Zealand, United Kingdom, and NATO. What I find really interesting is that we're bringing NATO with us. This is the first year that NATO, Germany, and Japan have gone on this trip. They've gone six times now. And so Halverson said that this is kind of a part of a coalition building and a trip out to IT. So he said it's important that they spend some time together and work on the issues that they have between their countries. And, you know, when they do this, they're trying to figure out common problems and how they can solve these common problems, because there's communications that they can't always get through. There's interoperability problems that they're trying to figure out.
Like with Windows 10 upgrade across the department?
Exactly. So that's something, you know, some countries may have that. The United States is not caught up there. And
communications, interoperability, what other technical things do they hope to get information about?
Right. So cloud, ID management, you know, those are some other important ones. It's important that they brought NATO along. I thought that was really interesting, because that's an even bigger swath of countries that they're adding in there.
And Halverson has said from time to time, interoperability with NATO is a big issue for DoD. I think some of the service chiefs have said that also.
That's right. Yeah, especially when it comes to mission command and control type things, when they're doing joint exercises and joint, you know, attacks when they have to.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossione. And will they meet with the top people? Will they meet with Satya Nadella at Microsoft? Will they meet with Larry Ellison at Oracle and so on?
Right, yeah. So Terry Halverson said that these are all C-suite people. So these are the top dogs at their companies. And then, you know, they'll have their chief innovation people there and stuff like that to get the, or chief engineers, so they can get the real kind of nitty-gritty details that they're looking for, or, you know, the C-suite people can look to them when they need an answer.
And how extensive will their travel be? Because Microsoft, of course, is up in Seattle, and Oracle is down in the Silicon Valley area.
Right, so they're going
oil can shaped buildings.
Yeah, they're going to Seattle and also to Silicon Valley. They're going to be visiting Sequoia as well. So it's quite a big trip. It's 5 days long. So they're going to be moving around and, you know, catching some rays, I guess, in between.
I wonder why they're publicizing it so much. Because, well, I mean, investigation of vendors by a CIO is a normal course of business.
Right. I think it has to do with the Defense Department's push for technology. You know, they have DIUX over there. You know, they're trying to reach out to these other tech companies. You know, granted, they do a ton of work with all these big companies now. But, you know, I think it's kind of putting that technological savvy face on DOD and you know, it might help with recruitment. Who knows, for people that are really that interested.
And it might help sort of bolster up the people in the DIUX to know that the people, the chiefs back in Washington are interested in what they're trying to do out there also.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, they will be meeting with DIUX on Wednesday. That's the one day that's today. And they're going to be spending a whole day on innovation. And so they're going to it's going to be a two-parter, and they're going to be learning about, you know, what's the newest thing out there and all this DIUX kind of stuff. And, you know, you may be wondering, you know, why send these guys over there when DIUX is out there? And you know, the basic thing is that it's they're not looking completely for innovation. They're looking for what's new in what we're already working on.
So, and maybe establishing a little high-level relationship building so that maybe they can get notified of stuff that is innovative before it comes out with the general public.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
All right, Scott, you also write in your article about some data center consolidation news. And before we close off, let's talk about that for a moment.
Right. The Defense Department for the past 5 years or so has been trying to work on data center consolidation. And, you know, the DOD IG earlier this year said that DOD really hasn't done a very good job. They've only closed about 18%, and they were supposed to be around 40% by the end of fiscal year 2015. So they're not exactly on track. What Halverson said that he's going to be doing is he's going to be creating these data center review teams. They're going to go out starting September, and they're going to look at two things. They're going to say, does this data center need to be closed? And if it is closed, where are we going to put that data? Because it's got to go somewhere. So it might go to a hybrid. It might go to just a straight commercial server. It all depends on the security clearance of those things you know, what kind of cost it'll incur.
Federal News Radio, Scott Mossioni, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
And you can read his story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.